My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 471, Caleb Mamet Has Arrived Mag. Ivins looked at the man before her, her eyes full of terror. He'll is the gentleman from Lowen Clubhouse at Mag's side, more Mamet, plunged into a meant asterisk L storm, ignored everyone else and staggered up to the man. Mr. Mamet. Why? Why are you here? As these words escaped his lips, the living room fell silent instantly. Caleb Mamet slowly raised his eyes, his gaze icy cold. Moore Mamet couldn't control his trembling, standing shakily in front of Caleb Mamet. Derek Evans came to his senses abruptly, while Mrs. Sutton's scolding stopped mid-way, leaving her red-faced with suppression. Mr. Manet. The very man before them was the legendary Mr. Caleb Mamet. Why would S.U.K. God, like man come to the Evans residence? Madam Evans, having weathered a variety of storms, promptly stepped forward with a wide grin. We are deeply honored by Mr. Mamet's gracious presence, C.E. We are curious as to the reason for your, the old lady bent down, inviting Caleb Mamet to sit with the utmost attentive and S. Caleb Mamet did not refuse, and sat nonchalantly in the original seat of Madame Evans, the seat that represented the highest standing and power in the Evans family. Now, it was fitting for Caleb Mamet. As soon as Caleb Mamet sat down, the Evans family's servants immediately brought in hot coffee, and then retreated to the side to wait for commands. The man leisurely picked up the coffee cup. Only when Madame Evans saw Hi's face had relaxed, she hesitantly posed the question, "May I dare to ask why Mr. Mamet chose to grace us with his presence today?" Xaviera snickered. Caleb Mamet looked up at her. Since she wanted to play, he would play along with the Evans family. So, he serenely announced, "I am indeed here for an important matter." An important matter? What could be so critical as to warrant Mr. Mamet's imposing presence? The Evans family members appeared puzzled, while Mrs. Sutton off to the side was the first to react. Could it be, is Mr. Mamet here for Mr. Mamet's and Miss Mag Evans engagement party? Madam Evans was a bit surprised, while Rose Campbell L. and Mag were overjoyed and could not believe they had drawn Mr. Mainette's attention by marrying Moore Mamet. In this way, their marriage would be witnessed by Mr. Mamet personally. Anyone who dared to call Mag a mistress was essentially contradicting Mr. Mamet. Madam Evans was all smiles and overwhelmed, "I am sincerely grateful to Mr. Mamet for his has arrived recognition. You placing such importance on my granddaughter is truly an H1er for our Evans family." As her voice fell, a mocking laughter echoed from behind. Madam Evans turned around to find that the laughter had come from Xaviera, and instantly she was consumed with rage. What was the little bitch Xaviera laughing at? Mr. Mamet was still sitting here. What was there for her to laugh at? What did it have to do with her? Madam Evans warned with a stern look, "Mr. Mamet is visiting the Evans family to celebrate Moore and Mag's wedding. What is there for you to laugh at? You are so impolite. You and Moore are history. Your sister is about to get married. You yourself are about to get married. What more could you possibly desire? What are you trying to accomplish?" Having said this, Madam Evans turned back, her face instantly changing, "Mr. Mamet, my granddaughter Xaviera is stubborn and always picks on Mag. I hope you won't mind." Caleb Mamet smiled with deep meaning. Rose Campbell pretended to be helpless. Zavira, whether you like Mag or not doesn't matter, but Mag is your sister. You can't really mean her harm, can you? Now that she's received Mr. Mamet's approval, it's good for you too. Please stop the fuss, all right. Madam Evans scolded, Zavira, you have really gone too far. No matter what, Mag is still your sister. What's more, she's always been good to you, even helping you find a good marriage. What more could you possibly want? Having finished, Madam Evans turned towards Edwin Sutton with a broad smile. Mr. Edmund Sutton, Zavira is your fiancée. You should take her away immediately, so she doesn't disturb the esteemed guest. Zavira, her arms wrapped around herself, sneered at the Evans family. This group of people seemed to fear her obtaining a good reputation, and thus aimed to undermine her in front of everyone. When Caleb Mamet walked in, he publicly mocked Edwin Sutton. At this moment, Edmund was filled with rage. However, as he didn't dare to vent his anger towards Caleb Mamet, he angrily roared, Zavira. Get your ass over here now. I'll have you know, those requirements I spoke of just now were no joke. From now on, you're not allowed to leave the house without my permission. Don't embarrass me. Saber Almuel? The Oven Quill Dad. Chapter 472. More Mamet. Is he even qualified? My Sutton Desti didn't me, Caleb Mamet just say that he wouldn't dare make so many demands of Ms. Mamet. What gives you the right? Sean Price interjected. Fan Sutton didn't understand his meaning, thinking that it was because Caleb found him too while Caleb didn't have so many demands for Mrs. Maynette. But what did that have to do with anything? Hen, who had been spoiled since childhood, sneered directly, Mr. Caleb Mamet treats Mrs. Mamet well because she is outstanding. Zavira. What qualifications do you have to compare with Mrs. Manet? Besides, Zavira is my wife, and is it anyone's business how I discipline my own wife? A cold laugh sounded. Caleb Mamet sat in the main seat with deep eyes and thin lips, lightly saying, Indeed, meeting someone in person is not as great as hearing their name. Mr. Edwin Sutton truly lives up to the despicable reputation. Edwin's face turned red with anger. He had liked Zavira for a long time but had never had the opportunity. This time, it was Mag who agreed to sell Zavira to the Sutton family. Did a woman who had been sold deserve the respect of the Sutton family? Mrs. Sutton and Mr. Sutton found it strange that Mr. Caleb Mamet, who usually didn't interfere in other people's affairs, seemed to know Zavira and spoke up for her, so they couldn't help but ask, Mr. Mamet, do you know Zavira? Edwin felt a chilling gaze on him and, combined with what Caleb had just said, seemed to understand something, so he nervously said, this is a misunderstanding. Our Sutton family has just made a marriage arrangement with the Evans family, and we wanted to invite her to the Sutton home as a guest. Zavira is the future madam of the Sutton family, so how could we mistreat her? The words just now were just a joke. Asterisk the future madam of the Sutton family. Caleb Mamet glanced at Zavira and casually asked, Did you know that the Evans family planned to marry you to the Sutton family? Everyone gasped. Zavira's face was full of grievance. I just found out about it. I needed the MONE for a company transaction, so Mag suggested that I go for a marriage alia NCE. My dear sister really chose an excellent marriage for me. Mr. Mamet, if I are refused, how could the Evans family let me off the hook? Madam Evans face changed when she heard Zaviera mention Mag and sarcastically blamed her, Zaviera. For an illegitimate daughter, the Evans family wants to sell their legitimate Mrs. to the Sutton family. Caleb's tone was icy cold, you really can do it. Derek Evans shuddered and asked bravely, Mr. Mamet. Do you know my eldest daughter? Why do you get involved in her marriage? She has a bad reputation, and Mr. Edwin Sutton is already willing to marry her despite her past. It's the best outcome already, isn't it? Docs Mr. Evans not understand why I came here today? Caleb interrupted. Derek felt a chill throughout his body, causing him to tremble uncontrollably. He racked his brain but couldn't understand Caleb's intention, Mr. Mr. Mamet, didn't you come for Moore and Mag today? Moore Mamet? Is he worthy? After saying that, Caleb looked up, his eyes gentle, Mrs. Mamet, have you had enough fun yet? At these words, the room fell silent. Mrs. Mamet was also here? Or rather, Mrs. Mamet had been here all along. So, who was she? Madam Evans didn't understand Caleb's words, thinking that Zaviera angry D. Caleb. She hurriedly explained, Mr. Mamet, you must have misunderstood. Zaviera's marriage was actually set long ago. It's just that, Madam Evans, can't you understand human speech? Zaviera had never called Madam Evans grandma, always addressing her as Madam Evans. Moira Bazayan didn't find it strange, but when Zaviera spoke like this today, it made Moira feel a sense of shock. Then, Sean Price said solemnly, Mr. Evans, in order to benefit your company, you are selling the wife of the head of the Mamet family to the Sutton family. Are you trying to slap the Mamet family in the face? Boom. Everyone stared in disbelief as Moira felt her blood run cold, her body instantly stiffening. Who was sold to the Sutton family? The wife of the head of the Mamet family? The person they sold was Zaviera, which had nothing to do with Mrs. Mamet. Wait. Madam Evans suddenly froze, her eyelids trembled violently as she looked at Zaviera in disbelief. Chapter 473, The Evans Family Has a Low IQ Madam. Evans once told Zaviera that she was not good enough for Moore Mamet, and only a well-behaved and obedient girl like Mag could be a good match for Mr. Mamet. She forced Zaviera to break up with Moore. But now, she discovered that somehow Xavier was standing beside Mr. Caleb Mamet. This was impossible. Zaviera was just a country girl who grew up in the countryside and lost her mother at a young age. Her father didn't love her, and she was considered useless. She didn't know the etiquette of the upper class and could only disgrace the Evans family. How could she possibly? But Mr. Caleb Mamet's words did seem to suggest that. Madam Evans hasn't figured it out yet. Sean Price coldly spoke, the Evans family and the Sutton family have often deed our president, so the president doesn't need to be merciful, Steve Price years. Steve Price immediately stepped forward and cleared his throat, Madam Evans, originally our president thought that after all, The Evans family is his wife's family, which raised her for several express his gratitude for their kindness. He even prepared some gifts, including G jewelry and a substantial amount of money, which would be enough for the Evans family to get through this crisis. But, to the wife's family. Everyone who heard this felt as if they were struck by lightning. Madam Evans unbelievingly took a few steps back and still asked in doubt, "Mr., Mrs. Mamet? May first ask who she is." As long as Caleb didn't admit that Zaviro was Mrs. Mamet, she wouldn't believe it. "This must not be true, it's just a misunderstanding." The rest of the Evans family were also dumbfounded, pale, and trembling uncontrollably, their eyes fiercely fixed on Zaviro. Mag's heart skipped a beat, and fear spread from within. She had bullied Zaviro since they were young, almost drowned her once, and D took more away from her as they grew up. Moreover, during this time, she had been flaunting her marriage with her ideal husband in front of Zaviro. If Zaviro was really Mrs. Mamet, how could she let her off easily? And all her previous boasting would become a joke, no. That's impossible. At this moment, Moore cried out and rushed out excitedly, looking at Zaviro in disbelief. "Zaviro, Zaviro, tell me, what is your relationship with Mr. Mamety? How could you two?" Back then, he abandoned Zaviro and chose Mag because Zaviro was just a country girl who grew in the countryside and didn't deserve his status as Mr. Moore Mamet. But no w that Zaviro has become the wife of the head of the Mamet family, it felt like rubbing his face in the dirt. So this absolutely couldn't be true. "Zaviro, why does he look so surprised?" Caleb asked casually. Zaviro playfully scolded, "Caleb, it's all because of you. We've been married for so long, and you haven't properly introduced me to Mr. Mamet. He doesn't seem to believe it." Caleb sneered, "I've already said that you are Mrs. Mamet when I came in. It's just that with their intelligence, they couldn't understand it, and they need me to spell it out clearly for them. Although they have low intelligence, they are still your family members after all. Forget it." Caleb's eyes lowered, and he looked down at everyone condescendingly, announcing loudly, "In that case, I'll officially inform you all that Zaviro is my wife, Caleb Mamet, and the hostess of the Mamet family." Boom. There was a moment of silence in the Evans living room, and then it suddenly erupted like a bomb had exploded. Mr. Mamet himself admitted it. Madam Evans's face turned ashen, and her once old eyes instantly became gray and lifeless. Everyone still had some doubt initially, but now they had no choice but to believe that Zaviro was Mrs. Mamet. The Evans family and the Sutton family all turned pale with fury. Moore's expression was one of despair and betrayal. "Zaviro, why, in fact, he did genuinely like Zaviro in his heart. She was beautiful and had excellent managerial skills in running a company, she would undoubtedly make a good wife in the future. But everyone said that he, as an offshoot of the Mamet family, was too good for her and should marry a more outstanding woman. Because Zaviro grew up in the countryside and didn't receive an education or guidance on upper-class etiquette, she would be laughed at if he brought her to social events." Chapter 474, "According to Seniority, I Am Your Aunt." But now, a countryside girl like her had married the prestigious head of the Mamet family and become the hostess of the Mamet family, reigning supreme over the entire Mamet family. "Zaviro, Tell me if this is true. More. Zaviera gave him a cold glance, her eyes full of warning. According to seniority, Caleb is your uncle, and I am your aunt. You casually address me by my name in public. Is this how your family educates you? Slap. Before Moore even had time to react, Steve Price raised his hand and slapped him across the face, his tone icy. Mammoth family rules, those who disrespect their elders will be subject to family law. However, since there is no family law here, I'll do it for you. After saying that, Steve Price gave Moore another slap, leaving red finger marks on both sides of his cheeks. Zaviera indifferently turned around and walked to the seat where Caleb had just been sitting. In front of everyone, she slowly took her seat, her aura fully unleashed. This seat was usually reserved for Madam Evans, and if she wasn't present, then Derek Evans would take the seat. However, the seat should have belonged to her mother in the first place. Her mother had earned everything the Evans family had. Why should the Eva N.S. family be allowed to squander it all arbitrarily? If it were any other day, the moment Zaviera dared to approach the main seat, someone would have stopped her and she would have been scolded severely. Why? However, no one present dared to stop her now. She said airily, "Caleb, I've already told the Evans family that I've gotten married, but they insisted that I divorce and marry into the Sutton family. They really don't take you seriously, do they? Or do they think the Sutton family is more capable than you? Richer and more powerful than the Mammoth family?" The originally shocked Evans family felt their hearts race upon hearing this. Steve Price looked admiringly at Zaviera. Mrs. Mammoth's domineering manner was truly enjoyable. At this moment, the previously arrogant Sutton family members were like mice seeing a cat, not daring to make a sound, and their bodies trembling uncontrollably. "Mr. Caleb Mammoth, we are from the Evans, Mr. Sutton, no longer caring about saving face," quickly explained, "it was the Evans family. The Evans family wanted to sell their daughter to us. We didn't even know Miss Evans was already married. If we knew Miss Evans had married you, we wouldn't have dared to enter into a marriage alliance with the Evans family even with 100 times more courage. It was the Evans family who concealed the truth and forced Miss Evans to marry my son. Is that so?" Caleb raised an eyebrow. "I am your aunt." Hearing Caleb's rhetorical question, everyone's face turned pale. Madam Evans clenched her teeth and stared viciously at Zaviera. "How did this little bitch get so lucky as to marry Caleb? And why didn't she say why she was married earlier, instead of making the Evans family lose face in public? What a disaster." Sean Price sneered, "Mr. Sutton, you should know the consequences of deceiving our president. I advise you to tell the whole truth. Perhaps if our president is in a good mood, he won't make a fuss about it. What do you think?" Upon hearing these words, Mr. Sutton could no longer bear it and knelt down on the ground. "Mr. Mammoth, I really didn't know Miss Evans is Mrs. Mammoth. This is all just a misunderstanding. Caleb leaned lazily on the sofa, the corner of his lips curling up slightly, unveiling a cold smile. In his hand, there was a delicate dagger that had appeared at some point. "But just now, your son and wife said otherwise. It seemed like they still wanted to take Zaviera back with them. What were they planning to do? Tell me, and perhaps I might spare you. Xaviera's eyes narrowed slightly. She remembered that Mag and Moore had already held an engagement banquet before. Why bother holding another banquet, if not to invite the Sutton family over to announce her marriage to Edwin, and then sell her off to the Sutton family tonight? Madam Evans knew that Xaviera would never agree to such a thing, so they must have had a backup plan. What exactly did the Evans family want to do, when Mr. Sutton thought of his wife and son's unreasonable demands and humiliations on Xaviera earlier, and how they had said that Xaviera should serve them well and not leave the house without permission in the future, he felt that Caleb would come after his life in the next second. I wanted Xaviera and my son to just get engaged since they are still not familiar with each other. So I wanted Xaviera to come back with us as R.U.S.T. It was the malicious Evans family who, for the sake of the company's interests, wanted to sell Xaviera to us. Chapter 475, Punishment. Mr. Caleb Mamet. I'm telling the truth. We, the Sutton family, didn't mean to offend Mrs. Mamet. It was the Evans family's plan, and they arranged today's B&K. Caleb Mamet's cold gaze landed on Madam Evans. Madam Evans was so scared that she trembled and quickly retorted, "Nonsense. You were the ones who wanted Xaviera, and you even lied to us that Xaviera was interested in Mr. Edwin Sutton as well. That's why we agreed. We only wanted the money from your family to secure her." Her voice trembled, fearing that she would offend Caleb Mamet because of this matter. Mr. Caleb Mamet, you have to believe us. If Mr. Caleb Mamet believed them, he would definitely suspect that Xaviera had a secret affair with Edwin for money. Would the head of the Mamet family tolerate his woman having an affair? Maybe he would kick her out immediately. Just after Madam Evans finished speaking, Mr. Sutton on the side slammed the table and shouted, "Yo, you old witch! What nonsense are you talking about? My son only saw Mrs. Mamet from a distance, and I'm afraid Miss Evans doesn't even know W him." "I never said that. It was you, the Evans family, who sold Mrs. Mamet to us for money, saying that as long as the funds were in place, we could deal with Mrs. Mamet however we wanted. It's your own greed, and how can you frame our Sutton family?" Madam Evans roared, "Nonsense. I am Xaviera's biological grandmother. How could I sell her for $200 million? I just want to find a good home for her." Mr. Sutton sneered, "You? Are you worthy of being Mrs. Mamet's grandmother? You, excuse me." Sean Price interrupted the two in an indifferent tone, then spoke impatiently, "Do you both think our president has the time to listen to your quarrel?" Both of them closed their mouths immediately, fearing that they would say one more word. Then Moira Bazian gave a flattering smile, "Mr. Caleb Mamet, I didn't want to waste your time, but I'm telling the truth. Xaviera is Miss Evans of the Evans family. Of course, I want her to find a good home. But that little Sutton boy insisted that the Y were in love with each other. I only agreed to this marriage for Xaviera's reputation, and the $200 million isn't for our use, but for Xaviera." Xaviera almost burst into laughter at her words. In the past, Madam Evans used to call her little bitch or scoundrel whenever she saw her. Now that she knew Xaviera had married Caleb Mamet, she changed her address to Xaviera. However, Caleb Mamet obviously had no patience to listen to her explanation, waved his hand to signal, and Sean Price immediately said, "Madam Evans, Mr. Sutton, since you both don't want to tell the truth, don't blame our president for being heartless." As he said that, he took out a briefcase, took out a document from it, and threw it on the table. The top paper read Sunshine Mall. It was a shopping mall under the Sutton family. It was located in the center of Lebanon, with heavy daily traffic. Caleb Mamet lazily leaned back on the sofa, his long legs crossed together. Sean Price handed him a cigarette, which Caleb took and elegantly lit it. The room was immediately filled with smoke. The man enveloped in the smoke seemed even more dangerous. Everyone held their breath, the Sutton family's heartbeats raced, and Mr. Sutton nervously asked, Mr. Caleb Mamet, I don't understand what you mean." Caleb Mamet pressed half a cigarette on that piece of paper and casually said, "I gave you a chance, but you didn't cherish it. This is your punishment." Punishment. Before the Sutton family could react, Mr. Sutton suddenly received a phone call from his secretary, "Mr. Sutton, I don't know why the Mamet Corporation suddenly forcibly acquired Sunshine Mall and oppressed the company's other industries. If this continues, we," whatever the secretary said afterwards, Mr. Sutton had no intention of listening to it. His mind went blank, and he fell to the ground on his knees, "Mr. Caleb Mamet." Everyone couldn't believe what they were seeing. In just a few minutes, Sunshine Mall was forcibly acquired by the Mamet Corporation. How terrifying was this power? Caleb Mamet calmly said, "This is just a small punishment. I don't want to push you too far. So, whoever confesses to my satisfaction first, I will spare their family and acquire the other one." He took out another piece of paper from the file, and it clearly read Lai Long Advertising Company. It was a company under Mag Evans's name and had only been established not long ago. Chapter 476, The Evans Family and the Sutton Family Fight Among Themselves. Caleb Mamet's gaze was icy cold as he glanced at Edwin Sutton. "Don't say I didn't give you a chance. WH ever satisfies me with their statement, I will destroy this document in my handi, otherwise," his voice trailed off as Sean Price quickly interrupted, "Mr. Sutton, if not, the next document to be destroyed will be yours." Xaviera Evans admired Caleb Mamet with newfound respect. As a man, he was crafty, masterminding a situation where the Evans family and the Suttons would become adversaries, leading to infighting. Unsurprisingly, Moira Bazian furrowed her brows, and Mag Evans became pallid, her slight frame trembling. "Grandmother, I worked so hard to establish the Compa New York." Moira Bazian stared at Mr. Sutton with reddened eyes, and he glared back just as fiercely. He hurriedly spoke up, "I will speak first." It was blatantly obvious the situation was orchestrated by the Evans family, yet they, the Suttons, were the ones to bear the brunt. The Sunshine Mall had already been forcefully acquired. This was simply unfair. Fearing that his life's work would be ruined by Caleb's anger, Mr. Sutton rushed towards him, agitation coloring his voice, "I will speak. I'll tell the truth. It was my son who took a liking to Zaviera Evans. They don't know each other, it was not a mutual attraction. It was all my fabrication. I was wrong. Caleb responded, indifferent, is that all? Mr. Sutton with terror in his eyes spoke, we didn't bring Zaviera back today solely for a visit. We intended to force her into a marriage against her will, to trap her. But my son, he sincerely likes Zaviera and plans to treat her well after marriage. If we had known she was your wife, we would never burn it. With Caleb's command, Sean Price sparked a flame to the Lai Long Advertising Company document. The firm declared bankruptcy. The crowd gasped. Mr. Caleb was ruthless. Indeed, it was Mag Evans who proposed it. She told my son that after marrying Zaviera, he should torment her. Mag even noted Zaviera's servitude, implying that she would be especially pleasing in certain spheres. Mr. Mamet, what I say is nothing but the truth. Please spare our family. The Suttons, Edwin and Mrs. Sutton, their faces pale, had just exposed their deep secret in public. Their reputation ruined, how were they supposed to appear in high society from now on? Caleb took out another piece of paper from the document, burned the Sutton Food Company one because Mr. Sutton was still lying. Mr. Sutton's body quivered like chaff on a sieve from sheer terror. He had merely uttered one lie and Caleb had instantly found it out. Mr. Mamet, he is talking nonsense. We are Zaviera's relatives, we would never do such a thing to her. Please don't believe him. Madam Evans quickly shouted. Caleb took out a Evans fashion page from the document, crumpled it into a ball and threw it to the ground. Mr. Sutton's voice trembled, it was this damn old woman's idea. She said on E. Zaviera returns with us, she would certainly refuse to do so, hence she will de-drug Zaviera. After the banquet, we were supposed to take Zaviera back to T.H. Sutton Place, leaving her at my son's mercy. She even said to let my son torment her to death. Mr. Caleb, if we had known she was Mrs. Mamet, we would never conceive such a scheme. And this is all the Evans family's doing, from beginning to end, we only followed their plans. Please, spare us. Caleb casually leaned back on the sofa, and once again picked up a piece of paper, which still had the Evans's name on it. His gaze was icy as he looked at Moira Bazian. Madam Evans, do you have anything else to say? Madam Evans appeared horrified and collapsed. Today we staged a trap, but we are Zaviera's relatives and wouldn't harm her. Actually, it was all I and her best interest. Mr. Mamet, we genuinely did not know that Zaviera married you. If she had told us sooner, we wouldn't have been so eager to arrange a marriage for her. You, before Madam Evans could finish speaking, Sean Price set the Evans Family Shop document on fire. Madam Evans could feel her heart skipping beats. If this continues. Chapter 477, one set in the face, another behind the back. Sean Price reminded indifferently, Madam Evans, let me remind you that if you don't tell the truth, don't blame our CEO for being merciless. There are ma New York companies under the Evans family's name, and you've already lost three of them. Also, Leline inform you that we won't touch the companies left by Mrs. Nina Hughes because they are, after all, left behind by our wife's mother, which is our CEO's mother-in-law's painstaking effort. In the future, those companies will be managed by OM wife but the Evans family. Sean Price looked regretful. CEO, I'm afraid Madam Evans won't be telling the truth. Looking at the Evans family now, there's not much left. I guess after a few more burnings, there will be nothing left. It's really dull. Moira Bazayan's body swayed, almost falling on the ground. She then glared at Xaviera Evans with a vicious look, suppressing her anger. Xaviera, the Evans family is also your home. Madam Evans, our CEO is short on time. If you continue to stall and anger him, I'm sorry, but your Evans family will be left with nothing. Moira Bazayan's face turned pale, her heart pounding. Why didn't the little bitch Xaviera tell her family when she married Caleb Mamnett? Shouldn't she have given the Evans family a sum of money to tide over the crisis and bring benefits to the family? Madam Evans, our CEO just wants to know the truth. Why did you marry our wife to Mr. Edwin Sutton? Was it just for the money? If it was for money, there were many options in Lebanon. Why choose Edwin Sutton, who has a tendency to abuse? Or is it true what Mr. Sutton said that your Evans family just wanted Mr. Sutton to torture our wife to death? Madam Evans was shocked. No, no. He's talking nonsense. Then the flames rose again, and another paper turned to ashes, representing another company of the Evans family gone. Moira Bazayan felt as if a fishbone was stuck in her throat, barely holding back her anger, and hurriedly explained, "We didn't want to torture Xaviera to death, but we thought she had a stubborn temperament, so we wanted to." Sean Price picked up another piece of paper from the file and lit it, turning it into ashes. "Stop burning. I'll tell." The Evans family's phones rang one after another, their subordinates anxious low-y asking for help. They didn't know why the Mamet Corporation was frantically suppressing the Evans Group's companies. Some had gone bankrupt directly, while others had already been forcibly acquired. If this continues, the Evans Group will vanish from Lebanon. Madam Evans's eyes were bloodshot, she's almost going mad, her gaze fixed on the lighter in Sean Price's hand. As long as she doesn't tell the truth, Caleb will destroy all of the Evans family's businesses. This can't go on any longer. Caleb Mamet's expression was calm, his eyes peaceful without ripples, but the aura he emitted made another behind-the-back people shudder and awe. At this moment, everyone present remained silent, fearing that if they angered Mr. Caleb Mamet, he would use this method against them as well. Watching the Evans family's companies being destroyed, Madam Evans looked almost crazy. "I will tell. It's Mag's idea, it's all Mag." Mag Evans felt a chill in her heart. Sean Price mocked, "I recall Miss Mag Evans just said that everything was for our wife's sake, and your proposal of this marriage was to have someone to take care of her. It seemed as if our wife was ungrateful if she didn't accept your good intentions. You usually pretend to be gentle and sensible, but actually, you wanted to harm our wife behind her back." Moore looked at Mag unbelievably. Sean Price continued to accuse, "Miss Mag Evans, as the daughter of a mistress, you really have a different face behind a person's back. Selling our wife to Edwin Sutton is to torture her to death." The audience was deadly silent, and everyone looked incredulously at the scene. Mag retreated a few steps, quickly retorting, "Sister, no. I know you still resent me, but Moore and I are getting married. What more do want, you?" Another piece of paper turned to ashes. Mag's eyes widened, staring at the ashes on the ground. I didn't do it. Dante, burn it. Don't burn it. I didn't do it. At Caleb's glance, Sean Price continued to burn. Seeing that there were only a few sheets of paper left in the file, Moira Bazian felt her heart was about to stop beating. Chapter 478, Mag Evans Gets Beaten. Mag Evans wept with a sense of injustice. "I been so good to my sister, how could I possibly harm her? Even though she doesn't like me and ruined my career, I don't hold any grudge against her. I only hope she could let go of her resentment at Mr. Caleb Mamet. My mother is, indeed, a mistress, but we've been making you pee for it all these years. My sister still refuses to forgive us, so now I'm tired and just wish that my sister would stop making trouble. The Evans family really can't take it anymore." As Mag spoke, her gaze fixed on Zaviera, seemingly warning her. Then she turned to Caleb Mamet, looking pathetic. "Mr. Caleb Mamet, I've never harmed my sister. On the contrary, it's she who's been targeting me. I'm utterly helpless." Frowning, Caleb Mamet lit up all the documents with a lighter, illuminating his cold eyes with a flash of firelight. At the same time, the Evans family's phones rang, one bad news after another, causing chaos in the living room. Trembling, Mag still refused to admit it. "Mr. Caleb Mamet, every word I said is true. My sister set me up. I really didn't. I am wronged. Mag Evans, just shut up." At this point, the Evans family couldn't take it anymore and yelled in anger, "You little bitch. You're the one who put the Evans company in trouble with the Lebanon University donation incident. Now you've brought harm to the company again. How can you still be so stubborn at this point?" "Yeah." The third son's family of the Evans family rushed up and roared, "Mag Evans, you want to use the Sutton family to get rid of Zaviera, but you won't admit it. Without the Evans company, how is our family supposed to live? Madam Evans, if this keeps going, the Evans family will be ruined. We can't let the whole Evans family go down just for Mag." Not only the Evans family's businesses were destroyed by Caleb Mamet, but also those of their relatives and friends. They all rose up in anger, unwilling to pay for Mag's mistakes. Moira Bazian was enraged. "You all want to revolt? Shut up." Madam Evans's third son complained indignantly, "Mom, are you going to let the Evans family's foundation be destroyed just for Mag? The Big Room family won't suffer as much from the loss of a few companies since they have Nina's inheritance, so they won't lack money. But we only hold shares in those companies, and we need the money to live. If we lose these companies, what are we going to do? For the sake of one grand daughter, can you bear to see us die? Mag Evans, just admit it. You always envy Zaviera's status as Miss Evans, and you've been targeting her since childhood. You've tried countless times to kill her. I don't know how my older brother gave birth to such a venomous daughter like you." I didn't." Mag clenched her teeth but still refused to confess. She then looked at the man behind her. "Moore, you believe me, right? Moore Mammoth's eyes were downcast, silent. The Evans family lost their businesses because of Mag, and what angered the M even more was that Moira Bazian still refused to let Mag confess at this point. Everyone's interest was at stake, so they couldn't care less about face and status. They shouted angrily, "Mag Evans! Admit it!" Once the first person stood up, the others also stepped forward, filled with residential entment. Some women ran up and grabbed Mag's hair, "Little bitch! Admit it! Why won't you admit it? Are you trying to destroy the Evans family? You're a GNX. All the shares held by the third son's family of the Evans family were in those companies, which were now destroyed. They dared not confront Caleb Mammoth, so they vented all their anger and hatred on Mag. You're really fucking shameless. Just like your bitch mother. Born to be a mistress, you cheap woman." Several women rushed up, grabbed Mag's arm, and slapped her hard while cursing, "Little slut. Admit it now. Speak up. If you don't, I'll beat you to death." Mag was pinned to the ground, her cheeks swollen and wearing her elegant gown, yet kneeling in disgrace before Zaviera. Chapter 479. Kneel down and apologize. Zaviera Evans smiled slightly, enjoying a moment of satisfaction. One, now that she was Mrs. Mammoth, these people had altered their attitudes. Power truly was wonderful. Mag Evans' cheeks were hot, and she couldn't stop the tears from rolling down and her face. You not only caused Derek Evans' company to go bankrupt, but also caused us to lose our shares. Get down on your knees and admit what you did, or I won't let you off. They pinned Mag harshly to the ground and stripped off all her valuable jewelry. Why? Mag, who was always proud, would wear her most expensive jewelry at EACH party, therefore, the valuables they robbed off her were of high value. Mag struggled desperately, but she was no match for several middle-aged women, who slapped her twice. Rose Campbell tried to intervene, but she was also knocked to the ground and derobbed of her jewelry. Mother and daughter knelt in disarray, their clothes disheveled, their hair messy. It was as if they had been robbed. Zaviera watched the scene with cold eyes, with a hint of a smile on her lips. She remembered that these people used to stand by Mag's side, claiming Maji, although an illegitimate daughter, was the lucky star of the Evans family, while she, on the surface, was Miss Evans yet regarded as a wild country girl without any accomplishments, who didn't understand the etiquette of the upper CLS. These people gathered together and stole her jewelry and clothes, stripped her of her property and threw her into the basement. Now Mag was also experiencing such abuse. The Evans family cried out, "Zaviera, Zaviera, we've settled with this little bitch for you. Please spare us. Please don't destroy the Evans company. We'll have Mag kowtow to you. All right." With that, they grabbed Mag by the hair and slammed her head hard on the ground. Bang. Bang. After two continuous blows, Mag felt dizzy as the skin on her forehead stung from the pain, blood dropping onto the floor. However, no one cared if she lived or died. They were all berating her and forcing her to kowtow to Zaviera. Mags knelt on the ground, shivering. She covered the wound on her forehead with her fingers and felt a terrifying chill. She wanted to kill Zaviera for blocking her way. If she had known this would happen, she should have taken care of it earlier. Scheduled today was the official announcement of her and Moor Mammoth's engagement. Now, everything was destroyed. Everyone was blaming her, making her want to die. This isn't how it was supposed to be. She was the one to marry into the wealthy Mammoth family, while Zaviera was fit to marry a poor man. But now, she couldn't be sure whether she could marry into the kneel down and apologize Mammoth family, while Zaviera married the supreme head of the Mammoth family. Mag Evans. Admit it. Admit it. Mag was shaken violently, almost fainting from the intensity of it all. She was angry and unwilling, but she was too weak to resist. She was held by the crowd, kneeling in front of Zaviera, and forced to repeat daily kowtow. Zaviera said leisurely, "Did you hear that, Mag? Are you going to apologize?" Madam Evans and Rose wailed as they tried to intervene but were pushed back by the crowd. "Let go of Mag. She's weak. She can't take it." Ah. The crowd dared not touch Madam Evans, but Rose was just a mistress, and she had not married Derek yet. Naturally, they wouldn't spare her, pinning her to the ground and slapping her harshly several times. The scene was in total chaos. Caleb Mammoth smirked and turned to Zaviera, "Mrs. Mammoth, are you happy now?" Zaviera nodded but showed no sign of stopping the mayhem. "Moor Mammoth, you are a descendant of the Evans family. I shouldn't have spared you once, but since Mag is your fiancé, you bear unavoidable responsibility for her mistakes. If she refuses to apologize, then you," Caleb paused, then said slowly, "you can't expect to get away with it either." Upon hearing Caleb's warning, Moore shivered all over. Sean Price immediately caught on, announcing loudly, "In case everyone didn't hear our CEO clearly, I'll repeat. If Miss Mag Evans does not apologize to Our Lady within 2 minutes, the Evans family will," without Sean continuing, the Evans family was well aware of the consequences. They desperately shook Mag, uttering vile curses. Chapter 480, Coughing Blood and Fainting. Mag Evans tasted a sweet metallic tang in her throat, then spat out a mouthful of blood, stubbornly clenching her teeth. She wouldn't apologize, she absolutely wouldn't bow down to Zaviera Evans. "Moor Mammoth commanded, apologize." Mag Evans shook her head in grievance, "My brother Moor, I don't want to. Don't you love me anymore? Don't. Don't force me, okay? It was Zaviera who framed me, why should I apologize?" Sean Price had already started counting down. "Miss Evans doesn't want to apologize. Fine, then both Moor Mammoth and the Evans family will pay the price for your stubbornness." 10:09, when Mag Evans raised her eyes, she saw everyone staring at her fiercely, their bloodshot eyes wishing they could poke holes in her body. Those people included her parents and grandmother, as well as Moor Mammoth. They all glared at her angrily. No one was willing to say a word in her defense. "Zaviera. Zaviera. You bitch. How dare you treat me like this? If I had known, I should have killed you earlier. Drowned you." 4:03, Sean Price's voice sounded like a death sentence from hell. Originally, the one who should have been kneeling on the ground and being humiliated was Zavira. But now it was her turn. What, someone kicked Mag Evans hard from behind. She was already weak, and T's kick knocked her down. Everyone's screams rang in her ears, "Apologize, no W." 2. Zavira's expression was indifferent. "If my sister doesn't want to apologize, I won't force her. Caleb, you handle it." "Mag Evans." A furious shout came, and more Mammoth's mother rushed in. She grabbed Maggie Evans by the hair and slapped her swollen cheek. After several slaps, blood seeped from the corner of her mouth. "You stinking whore. Apologize to Zavira quickly. Because of your true blamaking, Moore's company has declared bankruptcy. The Moore Group is gone. Do you understand? This is all your fault. You did something wrong, and you're not willing to apologize. Apologize to Zavira. Go to hell, bitch. Troublemaker. Stinking whore." More Mammoth's mother grabbed Bed Mag Evans's hair and smashed her head mercilessly on the ground. There was a loud bang. More Mammoth's mother used to look down on Zavira. Even though Zavira founded the Moore Group, she never showed her any respect. In her eyes, Zavira was just a daughter abandoned by the Evans family, not good enough for her son. Now, she treated Mag Evans even more viciously than she had treated Zavira back then. Mag Evans was in despair. All those who used to greet her with a smile had now abandoned her. They even wanted to beat her to death. Mag Evans's head kept slamming into the ground. Her forehead had already gone numb, and she couldn't feel the pain anymore. Her pale lips trembled slightly. "I'm sorry," Zavira raised an eyebrow, "are you talking to me?" In the past, More Mammoth's mother didn't like Zavira. She had always thought that Mag Evans was well-behaved and sensible, and the Evans family's business would be handed over to Mag Evans. So, she repeatedly tried to make things difficult for Zavira. But now, she had a fawning expression on her face. "Zavira, she has already kowtowed and apologized to you. Can you see?" More Mammoth's mother raised her hand and slapped Mag Evans again. Zavira's eyes were bloodshot, suppressing her anger. "I was wrong. I shouldn't have hurt you. I'm sorry." "Sister, is this your attitude when apologizing? If you're unwilling, I won't force you. Otherwise, why don't we let Madam Evans teach you how to apologize?" Zavira's icy gaze fell on Madam Evans. Madam Evans's face changed. "Zavira, I am your grandmother." On the other side, Mag Evans opened her mouth and suddenly spat a mouthful of fresh blood, feeling an unbearable headache before rolling her eyes and fainting. But nobody was willing to help her up. Derek Evans and Rose Campbell stood there, cold and motionless, afraid that Caleb Mammoth would direct his anger at them, so they lowered their heads and tried to minimize their presence. More Mammoth finally breathed a sigh of relief. Fortunately, Mag Evans had apologized to Zavira before fainting. Zavira should have calmed down now, and she still had a place for him in her heart. She wouldn't make things difficult for him. Zavira leisurely said, "Madam Evans, don't be nervous. After all, I am just a junior member of the family. I have no intention of asking you to apologize to me, but there are some things I'd like to tell you."